It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. I apologize. We had some technical difficulties, and we've had to find a different workaround, but God is good. We're just going to go right into our opening prayer with my wife, Undreamed Of, at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now this morning, as we go into today's broadcast, we ask for your spirit to come and teach us what we need to know. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, we pray to grow in grace and in wisdom as we draw close to you. For all is asked and prayed in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening song is, It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Father in heaven, thank you very much for this morning. We thank you for all that you have done for us, and we pray that you would speak to our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, brothers and sisters, there's so much in the world that is superficial, so much that is fake and false, and unfortunately, even in religion, whether it be Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, so on and so forth. You know, Jesus was dealing with this, and he told us not to be like the Pharisees. We're still in Matthew chapter 5. And we're looking at verse 19 today, but just for context, it says in verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." We already talked about that in a previous broadcast. Fulfill is what happened when he got baptized. He told John the Baptist, "Allow it to be so, or suffer it to be so, for such it becometh us," the two of us, "to fulfill all righteousness." Same word, same book. Does that mean he did away with it? No, he actually got baptized as an example. So to fulfill is not to do away with, it is to actually do it. And the Bible tells us we must fulfill the law. And if that's the case, in the New Testament it says that, therefore the fulfillment of the law could not have meant that it was done away with. Verse 18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." And if you go to Revelation 6, where it talks about the heavens were rolled together as a scroll, you'll find, brothers and sisters, that that's talking about the second coming. So from this time that he wrote this, when Jesus was on this earth, he was saying his law would still be binding all the way up to the second coming of Christ. That doesn't mean it ends there. It just means that it surely is in play now. Verse 19, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall teach them, shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Now, after that, we're going to deal with that verse in our worship. But after that, we already talked about it. He said, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." So, brothers and sisters, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were hypocrites. You can read about them in Matthew 23. Okay, so we don't want to be like them. Let's deal with this verse. Jesus is saying, "Whosoever therefore shall break," that means that he can't be telling us that it's done away with because he says that if we break it. But watch this, it goes deeper. "One of the least of these commandments." Now, why would he say one of the least? I believe because the law is very spiritual, and we think of killing as stabbing and shooting, but we learned, and we're still learning, that it means hating and having malice towards somebody, evil speaking, that's all killing. We think of stealing as that which might be involved in a bank robbery or armed robbery of some type, but, you know, even stealing the affections of somebody, you know, just playing on somebody's affections to get something from somebody, except and you not giving your all to the relationship, you're pretending, that's thievery. So the law, my brothers and sisters, is very deep. It's very spiritual. It's not this superficial set of rules, okay? We can have a car, a house that we prize, piece of equipment, and it's more important to us than our God. We think about it all the time, even in the times we should be worshiping the Lord on the Sabbath day. Our mind is on something else, something we bought, something we're getting for Christmas, or whatever. And that becomes a god to us. It's what absorbs our affection. So it's not the least of these, I believe, deals with the fact that the law is very spiritual and things that we would not think as being important. We think of them as least. God says if we break them, we're considered least in the kingdom of heaven. And so we must understand that spirituality. We talked about it also yesterday when we talked about how you can have hate and malice towards somebody, evil speaking, and you're actually murdering. All right. So whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so. So God is even saying it's bad if you break it, but it's bad also if you encourage other people to break it. So we need to look at what is our influence. If younger people who look up to you as a Christian, as a elder, brother, sister, mother in the church, whatever it is, by your example, what are you teaching them? Are you teaching them to be kind and loving? Are you teaching them to be always honest at all times? If they were with you in the line and they gave you too much change, the cashier gave you too much change back, by your example, what are you teaching those who are around you if you keep it? When God might be calling people to learn about his holy Sabbath, what are you teaching them by your life and your example? Where do you go? And what would people assume by looking at your actions? What's the best day of worship? What would they assume by looking at your actions? By our actions, we teach men. So, you see, what do we watch? What do we do with our spare time? We need to look at what teaching that is. Now, if someone was to be in your house, would they see in your house the principles of God always being practiced? We have to do and teach men so. It says if we do that, we shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. That means if we don't do and teach them, if we break them. But whosoever shall do and teach them, you see, that means God is telling us it is possible to keep his law. It is possible because it's through the power of God. We're forgiven for all of our law breaking, which we've done all of our lives. But the bottom line is when we've come at some point in our lives to the cross, and we give our hearts to the Lord, then God actually places the merits of Christ in place of our merits, and then he empowers us to live a new life. A new impulse enters into the mind, into the heart. We desire different things. We desire more heavenly things, and it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. It says, those who do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And I just want to end the worship thought by saying it's much more important to focus on what heaven thinks about you than what man thinks about you. You know, I was just reflecting on, we just went to a sentencing and I saw politics and just uncaring callousness in the courtroom. And the thought came to me, if we understand those who are saved, many who have been deep in sin, they will be in heaven, and Revelation 20 says they will sit in judgment against the wicked. Many a person who found Jesus in jail will sentence the judge that put him there cold and callously. Now, I'm not saying people don't deserve to be in prison, but I do believe that there is a miscarriage of justice often that we see in our society today. And so, my brothers and my sisters, God is calling us to a higher calling, and he wants us to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Even if we're not called great on this earth, it doesn't matter what we're called on this earth. We need to be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. That's our message for today. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this day. Bless us as we transition to wellness now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we'll hear the Ministry of Healing song at this time. And then we'll come back and we will hear from Sister Donna. And she's going to be sharing with us on the subject, resistance against disease. Resistance against disease.
And yes, he thought the word with ministry of healing. Church, many times the Savior's voice was the first sound that they heard. Christ's name, the first word they've ever spoken. He came to live his life for the needy and the suffering. His life was one of constant sacrifice. And the none who came could ever leave him feeling worthless. He laid his hands upon the afflicted and he healed them. None who came to worship Christ our Savior could ever leave his side and
now hear from Sister Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Resistance against disease.
Sister Donna, we can barely hear you. We can barely hear you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Is that any better?
Oh, tremendously better.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Resistance against disease. The object of the health reform and the health institute is not to quiet the pains of today. No, indeed. Its great object is to teach the people how to live so as to give nature a chance to remove and resist disease. The power of the human system to resist the abuses put upon it is wonderful. A careful conformity to the laws which God has implanted in our being would ensure health and there would not be a breaking down of the Constitution. A great amount of suffering might be saved if all would labor to prevent disease by simply obeying the laws of health. And that is actually what I really love about being a medical missionary, because we deal more in prevention. So if a lot of suffering would be avoided if we as God's children would just labor to prevent disease. So we'll begin with a little bit about the power of the will. The power of the will is a mighty soother of the nerves and can resist much disease simply by not yielding to ailments and settling down into a state of inactivity. Temperance. In order to preserve health, temperance in all things is necessary. Temperance in labor, temperance in eating, and temperance in drinking. Nourishment. The body must have sufficient nourishment. The God who gives his beloved sleep has furnished them also suitable food to to sustain the physical system in a healthy condition. We go on a little bit more with sleep. Nature will restore their vigor and strength in their sleeping hours if her laws are not violated. Exercise. Each faculty of the mind and each muscle has its distinctive office, and all require to be exercised in order to become properly developed and retain healthful vigor. Each organ and muscle has its work to do in the living organism. Every wheel in the machinery must be a living, active, working wheel. Nature's fine and wonderful work needs to be kept in active motion in order to accomplish the object for which they were designed. Each faculty has a bearing upon the other, and all need to be exercised in order to be properly developed. And what that says, friends, is that each system, each organ, depends on another, and they all work together. Bathing. Bathing frees the skin from the accumulation of impurities, which are constantly collecting and keeps the skin moist and supple, thereby increasing and equalizing the circulation. Persons in health should on no account neglect bathing. They should by all means bathe as often as at least twice a week. Well, I do it more, but okay, twice a week. In order to maintain equal circulation, and this is clothing, in order to maintain equal circulation, there should be an equal distribution of clothing, which will bring equal warmth to all body parts. Now, that means we don't do, like, excessive sleeveless or midriff or I forget what they call them nowadays, where these blouses are cut short. And all clothing should be equal to maintain equal circulation and an equal body temperature for the torso as well as the limbs. Unselfish work. There is a much greater work upon us than we as yet have any idea of. If we would ensure health by placing ourselves in the right relation to life, the peculiar people whom God is purifying unto himself to be translated to heaven without seeing death should not be behind others in good work. In their efforts to cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, they should be as far ahead of any other class of people on the earth as their profession is more exalted than that of others. Finally, those who so far as possible engage in the work of doing good to others by giving practical demonstration of their interest in them are not only relieving the ills of human life and helping them bear their burdens, but are at the same time contributing largely to their own health of soul and body. Doing good work is a work that benefits both giver and receiver. If you forget yourself in your interest for others, you gain a victory over your infirmities. Let me repeat that. If you forget self in your interest for others, you gain a victory over your infirmities. The pleasure of doing good animates the mind and vibrates through the whole body. And after reading this, Saints, I wanted to just say that yesterday when I spoke of the situation that's going on in my life, this concept was not being exercised by myself. So what's eventually going to happen is whether or not this person steps up to the plate and admits that they're wrong or whatever, I will have to forgive them on my side in order to affirm my good health, state of mind, and faith in God. So I hope that you will do something good for someone today. And if you have an odd with your brother or sister and you go through the five steps of what we're supposed to do to settle it, just do the right thing and let God handle the consequences. Thank you all. Do something good for someone else today and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful reading and thoughts there. It's roll call time and time for sharing and caring. And we start with Facebook. We have our brother Raymond. I'm not so sure where he's from. We have brother Peyton from North Carolina. We have Sister Glorious from Virginia. She's saying good morning to us all. Brother Peyton says the same. And Sister Nicole, I forgot, I believe it's from one of the islands. God bless you. And Sister Kim from Kansas, welcome. God bless you as well. On the call, we have Sister Donna out of Ohio. We have Sister Lori out of Ohio. Brother Walking John out of Ohio. We have Sister Susan from Pennsylvania. We have Mother Harriet out of Maryland. We have Sister Desiree out of Delaware and Sister Lenny and Sister Gail out of Delaware as well. Sister Charmin from Missouri. We have Sister Wanda from Oklahoma, Sister Leilani from Iowa, Sister Odessa from Oklahoma, and Sister Angela from South Carolina. God bless each and every one of you. If you'd like to share anything, press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. If there's any comments, we'll read them on Facebook. Those who came in a little late, just going to go back and review. I would love to hear from you, and just feel free to just go back and review our topics for today. All right. Anyone want to share anything, please press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. It is about 6:34 our time, roughly, and, well, actually, it's that clock is fast. It's 6:31, actually. Our time. I have to look at that issue with the clock. So we've got about 29 minutes to the top of the hour, and I see two callers. All right. We are going to go to first, Sister Donna.
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to remember the mother of our family on this call here, who you told us yesterday, I believe, is in the hospital. I wanted to ask,
yes, that would
how
be
is she doing?
Have Sister you, Winston.
Do you have
That's
an
right.
update? Yes. Winston, do you have
we
an update?
We don't.
To remind us to continue praying for her.
Thank you, sis. Thank Amen. You. Yes. Praise God. All right. We're going to go to Sister Odessa. Good morning, Sister Odessa.
Good morning, Pastor, and everyone on the line. I just want to thank the Lord this morning. I am in New Orleans, Louisiana, with my auntie on vacation. And I just want to thank the Lord for your prayers, support, and for traveling mercy. Continue to keep me in prayer. I'm going to Atlanta to see my baby brother and also going to Alabama to my hometown. So thank you all. And I'm continue to keep everyone in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, sis. Praise the Lord. Anyone else want to share anything? Please press star 6 at this time. All right, we've got Sister Wanda. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning, and praise the Lord for the grace and mercies of another wonderful, awesome day. And I pray God's blessings on everyone. Thank you. For the message, and thank you, Sister Donna, for the reading. I appreciate the reading that Sister Lenny gives us, and I appreciate you, the message, the reading, the encouragement. Thank you so much. And always, I thank you, Sister Maria, for your prayers, and I think I said first, new pastor, for giving the word. God bless to all. Amen.
God bless you, sister. Amen. We appreciate you too, sister, very much so. Very much so. Amen. You know, sometimes we need encouragement, brothers and sisters. It's not flattery to reach out and tell somebody, listen, I appreciate what you've done. You know, I see Jesus in you. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Sister Wanda. That was a beautiful gesture. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything before we close out? All right. Well, I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of. Close us out at this time.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to be able to recognize how good you are. We thank you for being a God who is most holy, who is the only true and living God, who is and should be our all in all. God, daily we should be seeking your face individually to help us all to be able to come and rest at the foot of the cross, asking Jesus to help us with being able to release our burdens unto him. For we know that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Why do we hold on to our burdens? Lord, let us surrender today on this day to give them all to you, to put every matter into your hand and wait for our God to move. Let us just be still and wait for you, Lord. Let us not try to move before you, but move rather with you when we can see that your hand is working in our lives. So many of us are in need of deliverance. We are in need of help. We are in need of being able to surrender all. We are in need of a Savior. And Lord, on this morning, I feel that many of us are in this position today where we just need to come to the foot of the cross and rest at the feet of Jesus. May each of us on this day, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and spirit, give our lives, rededicate our lives to Christ. We're not where we need to be, Lord. Otherwise, we would be a different type of people. We need to be in the image of Jesus Christ, fully wearing the image of our Lord. And then people would know that there is a Savior, there is a King, there is a God who is soon to come back. Lord, help us on this day. Each of us, let your Spirit convict us deeply into our hearts, showing us the true condition. And may we not fight what the Spirit will show us, what lead us to, but may we show appreciation and gratitude. For it's time for each of us to know that we are not perfect beings, but we are very imperfect. And we need to get our lives right with Christ. May every thought, word, and action that we take today and do today and think about today would be of heavenly things. Your promises are sure, and we know that soon and very soon our own personal fiery trials and tribulations will meet us face to face. And the question is, are we ready? And Lord, you know our weaknesses. You know our strength. You know where we are. You know our condition. We can only pray that we'll be able to stand strong and stand fast with you. We ask for protection to be granted to each of us because we know the devil has many, many snares. He is very shrewd, and we must know his ways. Otherwise, we will fall and fall and fall so far away from you that we'll miss the opportunity of being saved. On this day, we lift up to you petitions that have been requested. We want to pray for Sister Lenny's great nephew, each family member that has been affected by his loss. And as she detailed the story yesterday, it's just another heartbreaking story to hear, especially this time of year. A young life that was taken, and we pray that it's not a young life that was lost. Father, we ask that every family member today, I believe today, is the day for the services. And we just want to ask you for extra strength and comfort and even peace to be granted to every single member. And please let your love be felt in their lives. And please help everyone, Lord. We know this is just a terrible, terrible thing for them. And we know that there are others who have lost loved ones during this time of year who are feeling that loss every day. And it is only by your might and your power that we're able to be sustained and have happy memories of the person that you have allowed to come into our life. And although they're no longer with us, we can remember those happy times and we can rejoice in the fact that we knew them. And we had a privilege of being able to be with them. And Father, we ask that you would be with Sister Winston as we continue to keep her health recovery before you. We do not have an update from the granddaughter, but we know that this is a mother who has prayed and has been so faithful to you, Lord. And her prayers have been utmost for her family, and we just thank you so very much for her love and her faithfulness and her dedication to your work, your cause, and your service to others. And we just ask that you would sustain her life, Lord, all in accordance with your plan for her. We thank you for Sister Odessa, as she is doing family visitations. Continue to extend traveling mercies to her. And may each visit be a peaceful one, be a joyful one. And we pray that you will continue to walk with her, Lord, as she ministers unto others and as she reflects your image, your life that you have set before us. We pray for Sister Wanda. We still keep before you her daughter. And we pray for all of her family members. We want to extend prayer for Sister Shirley with her health, asking that you would help her to recover. We ask for Jessica to be returned back to the family. And we pray for other petitions that are silent, maybe ones that she has not put through on this broadcast, but you know each one. And we pray for her life, Lord, that she will continue to be your daughter, a woman of God, and a mother to her family, showing love and showing support and giving her best and giving her all to each one. And Lord, we want to pray for the Jones family. We know that they lost the father of this family probably about 2 weeks ago now, and we just want to keep them in prayer. We want to pray for Sister Odessa's co-worker who's missing. I believe her name is Jasmine. Yes, we want to pray for Jasmine. We don't know the status of where she is, but we are touching and agreeing with prayers for this family, Lord, that she would be found. And we thank you for being a God who does answer prayers in a very specific way. Maybe not as we ask, but you have. I think about when we were in New York on Friday, and as I was watching the face of the judge, I could see that he was stone cold in his demeanor. And I knew that things were already fixed in place. But God, you always have the final say. And we know that their sentencing is not the end. And we're grateful for all that you have done. Most grateful that you allowed both of their sentencing to take place on Friday, which gave us an opportunity to be able to only have to make just one trip up to New York. So we are grateful for that answered prayer. And we want to pray for the mother of our friend, Lord, as she is struggling with her finances and all the things that she has had to deal with having both her son and daughter-in-law in jail. And we just pray for her that you will bless her and help guide her, Lord. We know she was extremely upset and totally distraught when she found out that the children have been adopted. We were too, but we were not to the extent that she was. These were her grandchildren, after all. And she should have been given an opportunity to know about the adoption before it took place. That's just as blind in this world. The system is totally broken and corrupted. But our God has a heavenly system where justice will prevail and justice is always fair. And we thank you, Lord, that you have shown us not to have faith in the things of man, but to put our faith in God. And we thank you for being a God who prepares us for every situation. Even through the bad, we can see the good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all that you do for each of us. And we know there's been other petitions that have gone forth, and we ask that you will continue to work everyone's petition out in accordance with your will. And help us, Lord, to remember to stay faithful to you, to surrender all, to be in total obedience, and to have total surrender. We love you, and we look forward to the time when we can be with our God and be with each other in peace, harmony, security, and in an abundance of love and joy. We pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name and for his sake with much thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.